All right, so I'll go ahead and ask the first question for Scott. Just talk about your thoughts on A, the season being cut short, and then just your overall thoughts on the 2019-20 season as a whole.
Well, I think the season's secondary to what's going on around the world. Obviously, it's disappointing. We didn't get to finish the year, and certainly disappointing that we're not making the playoffs. But I think more disappointing that we're not making it because of the coronavirus right now. So that's what's important. As far as the year, this was probably one of the more difficult years that I've had as a coach, just with the amount of call-ups and injuries. To think that, I don't know the actual numbers, but I believe we were at this sometime in December and January. I think we had over 11 players out between call-ups, our injuries, and you know, just with the numbers that we had lost players on, I'd never really got to get a full lineup together. And that started back in October when, you know, you think about Nolan Patrick being out, Oscar having his situation. So right away at the start of the year, there's two players missing from the organization that you don't anticipate. And on top of that, you know, very, very quickly, there was a, you know, turnstile of players going up and down with the injuries up in Philly, and then their injuries added up with our injuries. It just provided for a lot of, I should say, a lack of continuity with everybody.
You want me to go, Mike?
Yeah, Christy, you go.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were waiting on me. I'm going to be turning my mic and video off because I don't know what kind of chaos might ensue behind me here as we go along. But I know you spoke with Steve a little bit earlier, a few days ago, Coach, but can you just speak to some of the younger guys and the development you saw across the board? I mean, is there a rookie that you saw progress maybe more so than the others, or someone that stands out in his development from the start of the year to the end, maybe a most improved guy?
Well, his numbers don't show it, but I'd have to say that Isaac Radcliffe would probably be the most improved player, just given where he came from at the start of the year with his struggles, you know, playing against bigger players and learning to have to protect the puck, puck possession, and being able to use his body along the boards in both the defensive zone and the offensive zone. And by the end of the year, you know, all of a sudden he started getting more offensive chances. He was one of our regular penalty killers and had become a pretty reliable player for us. So I would expect that next year we'd see a lot more improvement in the offensive categories, because a lot of the things that he struggled with will now be in place that weren't there at the start of the year.
Scott, when you look to next season with no development camp this summer, how much more of an emphasis now will rookie camp and training camp be for some of the younger first time?
Development camp's a little bit different in that it's more about a little bit more about understanding what it's like to be a pro and being in a training camp atmosphere. And I think a few of the players now have been at a development camp at least once over the last 3 years that, you know, we might see next year. So I'm not concerned about that. There's more skill development, less tactical stuff, less line concepts in a development camp. But missing a rookie camp, that would, you know, to me, that would be more significant. You'd like to be able to give the players an opportunity to bond as a team throughout rookie camp and obviously a main training camp in the AHL. Of course, all of that is wait and see. So, you know, right now, the biggest loss that we have by not having development camp is just getting to meet some of the new draft picks really being together with everybody during the summer.
Coach, kind of similar question to that, looking at, you know, the summer and with players maybe some not even being able to go to rinks or skate or do this or that. How do you see players getting creative and what do you kind of envision them trying to do to stay in shape for whenever play does return?
You know, it's funny. Over the last 2 days, I've talked to probably about 90% of the players, and I've heard some, you know, different things that have been going on. Curtis Gabriel was telling me that his town is now 3 weeks without any cases of the COVID. So things are starting to get a little bit better there for them. Connor Bunneman told me he was using, I think it was Connor Bunneman, was using buckets of water to do some of his training. Then there was one of the players was telling me that their rink, their local rink, was going to be opening up in June. So it looks like we're going in the direction that the players will get into more functional training sessions, whether it be in the gym, on the ice, coming up soon. I know our rink here in Atlanta has opened up, and my son skated actually today. So we're turning the corner, I think, as far as a little more normalcy for what the players might do in an off season. So we just have to wait and see.
Tony?
Yeah, Scott. First off, thanks for taking the time to do this. My question would just be, as a coach, with all the uncertainty surrounding next season, how and when do you start preparing for next season with all those uncertainties?
Well, for us, obviously, we're not going to be starting any sooner than we normally would. At least I don't believe so. I haven't heard anything different as far as that goes. So, you know, once there is probably looking at June and July is when I start to zero in on some of the video stuff that I like to prepare prior to the season. But really, the off season, you know, the only thing that we really have going on as coaches is getting ready for development camp, the draft, maybe some discussions on free agents. Now that might be something that'll be a little bit different this year, just because of the fact that nobody knows what the timetable is going to be is in regards to the draft and how the free agency is going to work. With the, you know, if the hockey season is going on July 1st, then you can't have teams signing other players, obviously. So that part of it would be different. But, you know, from getting ready for our, you know, typical AHL season, I don't think there'll be anything that'll be any different for me.
Maddie?
I'm just curious with new coaching staff coming in at the Flyers level this season, if there's sort of an expectation to see some changes in your system reflective of, you know, what they're doing to just make things easier on the call-ups and how you kind of work with that, if that's, you know, the case.
There's a lot of things that we do that the Flyers do. So that's already been put in place. There's going to be tweaks from different points in the year. You know, you might be up against something that isn't working, and, you know, they might have an opponent that does things differently. Obviously, personnel on special teams has an impact on how you run your special teams. But for the most part, 5-on-5 is the same.
Amy?
Hi, Coach. Question for you, kind of based off of something that Dave Andrews has mentioned a couple of times in some of the press that he's done after the cancellation announcement. He's talked quite a bit about how most teams that he has spoken with had already conducted their player exit interviews and had even started to kind of get an idea of what players might be targeted as those taxi squads or black aces squads that the NHL teams might tap if the league moves forward with the postseason. So I guess my question is, you said you've talked to probably 90% of the guys in the last week or so, but have you conducted your official exit interviews already? And have you played a role in helping, you know, at the NHL level, identify players that would be good targets for that expanded roster for the NHL postseason?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's going to be limitations with the numbers to some extent, which we don't know. Is it going to be Is it going to be 30 players? Is it going to be 28 players? You would think that whoever it was going to be would be players that had been called up at some point during the year. That would be under consideration. But nothing's written in stone as far as that goes. The communication that I had with the players was actually what would be described as end of the season meetings, exit meeting, you know, just to give a little closure to the season. Obviously, it's not your typical situation, but like I said, I've in the last 2 days, I've spoken to probably 90% of the players, and I have a few more I got to catch up with, and that would be our exit meeting.
Val?
Yeah, Scott, piggybacking a little bit off of the last question, when you look at where rosters will be expanding to, you figure teams will need to carry a third goaltender. So you figure Alex will be, you know, one of the guys who would go up to the Flyers. How much have you interacted with Chuck about some of the other candidates? Like Mark Friedman, for example, is a guy who has been called up several times this season. He's been in the Flyers lineup at times and seem to play pretty well up there. Do you have a pretty good idea of, you know, if it is about 30 players as to who those guys might be?
Well, the only idea that I have is who I think has played well, who would be the guy to be called up. And obviously at the end of the year, Mark Friedman was called up. So, you know, I would imagine he would be under consideration. Really, there hasn't. I speak to Brent probably once a week, maybe twice a week, Brent Flair. I haven't talked to Chuck at all. Most of my conversations have been with Brent. All my conversations have been with Brent. So, and he hasn't given me anything solid as far as who might go. And I'm sure that's something that, I mean, they watch us. We have tons of conversations during the year. I'm sure they already know if it is going to be five players, seven players, three players. I'm sure they've got it narrowed down to who it's going to be, and it would probably be a quick decision.
All right, and then Patrick Williams just joined. Patrick, do you have any questions for Scott Gordon?
No, nothing at this time. Thanks.
This is your only time.
That's all I have.
Anybody have any last minute questions for Scott?
It was sort of already asked, but I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the development with some of these players, specifically the rookie forwards, because I know earlier in the year it seemed like they were, I don't want to say overwhelmed, but maybe put into larger roles than maybe they would have originally because of all the call-ups and injuries. Just how you've seen that some of the rookie forwards develop.
Well, the downside, as I spoke earlier, was the amount of injuries and call-ups we had because of the fact that we really didn't have any continuity. I felt like, we would go Monday to Thursday, have our lines in place, work on our power play, work with the units, and then inevitably Thursday night the Flyers would play and then somebody would have to get called up. And it would just throw a big wrench into the plan. And you know, that's part of the course you deal with that, but it happened so frequently. And with the numbers that it happened at, the one benefit to it was that there were a lot of players that got expanded opportunity and roles that maybe they wouldn't have gotten had that not happened. So I think, and I'm hoping that the benefit of that will be our team will be have that much more continuity next year, because now all of a sudden these players have, with the expanded roles, have been able to jump into it with a little more contribution than what maybe we might have gotten had they not.
All right, anybody else?
Yeah, just a quick question also about Morgan Frost. You know, there's never been a question about Morgan's skill level. It's some of the details, some of the reads. You know, Morgan certainly had his hot streaks during the course of the season. Where do you think Morgan, you know, stopped at as of the pause, as opposed to where he started back in September, October?
Well, just speaking with him today, you know, one of the things, like he looked at the time that he spent in Lehigh as being valuable, just, you know, whether it was learning how to be a pro through coaches, the older players, how much harder it was than maybe he initially thought it was going to be. You know, the details of the game, I think, are something that, you know, he probably took for granted. And the game probably came, I don't want to say it was easy, but, you know, when you're putting up over 100 points in junior, you're having success, and you don't – that there aren't any players in our league that get over 100 points. So right away, it's kind of eye-opening to think that the offense isn't going to come as easy. I'm sure there was plenty of games where Morgan – you know, he might have had anywhere from 3 to 6 points in a game, and played some high scoring games in the American League. That's pretty abnormal to see a game with over 5 goals scored, and so you know, having to make that adjustment to, you know, not always be able to use offense as your measuring stick on how well you played. You know, we talked today about you know, taking personal pride in playing against the opponent's top players and shutting them down. So when you have a game where you don't score, what is your contribution to the game? You know, are you contributing in a way that helps the team success, whether it be playing in your defensive zone, killing penalties, winning faceoffs, whatever it might be. So, you know, we had a pretty good discussion about that today and how, you know, we can improve upon that and make that better. The points will always come for him. You know, he's a gifted offensive player, and it's really about just getting to the point where it's just not being evaluated as just being an offensive guy, but being a 200-foot player.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All righty.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your summer.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
You too.